On this week's episode, In Her Space.
I ain't worried about this. You know, it's not a big deal for you. People are not going to be as enthusiastic and ready to show up for you.
No, they're not. Because if you don't want to show up for yourself, then you can't expect other people to show up for you. That's not how that works.
Say that one more time for the people in the back.
Oh, one more time. All right.
Okay.
If you aren't showing up for yourself, you cannot expect...
Welcome to Her Space, a podcast dedicated to uplifting women like you. We're your hosts, Dr. Dominique Broussard, a college professor and psychologist,
and Terry Lomax, a techie and motivational speaker. In a world where Black women are often misrepresented and misunderstood, please join us as we initiate authentic conversations on everything from fibroids to fake friends, and create a safe space where Black women can just be.
All right, y'all. So we're going to switch it up a little bit for y'all today. I have a story to share to start us off. So think back to, if you went to college, think back to what college was like for you, right? You got to school, you had to figure out how to register for your classes, how to fill out those financial aid forms. FAFSA is a beast.
Girl.
That can be a whole episode in itself.
Yes.
You had to figure out where the dining hall was. I mean, there were just so many little things that you had to figure out, right? And for most of us, we figured that stuff out totally on our own, right? Or maybe we had an older friend or a big brother or a big sister who was there to kind of guide us and tell us what to do. Nowadays, I've had students come in and say, I have a team. A team? A team? What the hell is a team? What do you mean you're 18 years old and you have a team? What does your team look like? What does your team consist of? You have your people. What kind of privileged shit is that? That was my initial reaction, right? Like, really on some, like, you steeped in privilege. This is ridiculous. No, man up and figure it out. That is so problematic for me to even say something like man up, right? So when I stepped back and I really looked at it, these students were saying that they wanted to register for having an academic advisor. They wanted to make sure they knew who their financial aid, where the financial aid office was, and they met regularly with a financial aid counselor. They met with a therapist, and they identified maybe if they're an athlete, they had a trainer that they worked with. So they identified all these people on campus that would be helpful and instrumental in their overall success as a student. When I stepped back and I really looked at that, I was like, that's actually kind of smart. Maybe how they may have approached it might not have been the most savvy, but the overall concept of having a team, when I really stepped back and looked at it, I was like, well, technically, I have a team too. And I didn't even call it that. Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize. Like, yeah, I can't be my best self without a team.
And that takes us into our quote of the day. Our quote of the day comes from the amazing motivational speaker and businesswoman, Lisa Nichols. And this quote says, look for people who will pull you forward, put you on your tippy toes, and will inspire you to reach higher. And once you find them, keep them close. They are your voice of reason, your direction, and your sounding board.
Your team. Your team.
Your team. That's right. I think about my team, and I feel like I've kind of always had some sort of team around me. So whether or not they knew they was on my team, right? Because I have some team members in my head or mentors like Oprah or something that I'm like, okay, Oprah, you don't know it, but you a team member in my head because I consume your content. I read your books. You know, watch your interviews, and I'm getting insight from you. And so you're impacting my life, right? But I think about my pastors, my,
you know, my advisors in college, my guidance counselor, my therapist. At this point, I have a lot of different coaches for different areas of my life. And when you think about successful people, they have a team, whether it's a nanny, a chef, a personal trainer. I mean, those are people that are on your team that are empowering you to become your best self. And ideally, I want a team member or like a team lead for every area of my life, from finances, relationship. Like, that would be ideal for me, because that's the only way that you can really grow and like focus in and hone in on those areas that you really want to develop in.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's cool. Like, I think that that's important if we want to be our best selves, right? That really, in an ideal setting, ideal world, our team consists of people who are excelling in particular in those particular areas, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe they're not like the top of the game, but they're doing better than we are, right? So that they can motivate us and help guide us and show us the way, right? So you mentioned having like a financial advisor, a financial planner. You mentioned having maybe an accountant, which might be different than your financial advisor. Mm-hmm. You maybe need a personal trainer to help with the fitness. You need a physician to kind of help with your overall health. And then your physician may refer you to different specialists to depending on what your healthcare needs are. You might have a nutritionist or a dietitian to help make sure that your diet is on point. I could go on and on about the different people that are on your team. But I think one of the things that I want to think about is, how do you create a team when finances might be an issue, right? Because let's say, like, I think about for myself, I know that growing up, I thought that you had to be rich. It meant you were rich if you had a housekeeper, mm-hmm. right? I ain't even gonna front y'all. I have a housekeeper. I have someone that comes and cleans up every couple of weeks, because that's not something that I like to do. Mm-hmm. It's way more affordable than I thought. And it's something that I know that, like, I budget for, right? So that's somebody that's on my team. But what if you don't have the budget, right? What if you're on a tight income? How do you create a team when funds might be limited?
I think that's a great opportunity to go into the online space and see what resources are out there. I think we live in a world where there's no excuse not to achieve our dreams and goals, because we have Google. Like, you can literally, like you said, there's an app for that. There's an app for everything. There is a Google article, a Google search on almost anything out there. So it's like, I know this as well, Dom, because I was broke as a joke for like the majority of my life. And there were times where I'll give an example. And I think I shared this story before, so it might be a little refresher if you've been following us. And if not, sit back and enjoy the ride. So when I was in grad school, this is a really good example. I was in grad school, and this was a point in life when I had what I call the quarter life crisis. And I think we talked about this. I can't remember what episode, but had this quarter life crisis. And I was like, what am I doing with my life? Like, I don't really know. I don't know why I'm here. Like, what am I doing? And so I went online and I was Googling. And that's when I found the life coach, Dr. I'll call her Dr. Atlanta, right? Mm-hmm. And she was a woman that I reached out to, and I just told her, like, hey, I'm a broke grad student. I'd love to chat with you to learn more about, like, what you offer, blah, blah, blah. And so we chatted on the phone. I just let her know, like, I'm just kind of lost. Like, I followed the advice that everyone gave me. I went to school, got a good job, got good grades, all that. But I feel empty, and I'm trying to figure out what I want to do in my life. And based on our phone call, she was like, well, I really like your energy. I would love to help you for free. I'm just like, wow. What? And she was so influential, and she helped me get through like so many breakthroughs in grad school by way of, like, you know, increasing my confidence and just being a whole person and woman. And she helped out tremendously, and that was just off the strength. She just felt like she wanted to be able to give back. And so, not saying that's going to happen every single time, but you never know if you don't ask, right?
Right.
And you miss 100% of the shots that you don't shoot. That's how it goes.
Yeah, right? That's how it goes.
Because I will butcher a quote real quick. But yeah, that's something that's important. You can ask the right questions, search online. I love to volunteer. I think volunteering is a great way for you to get you some good karma out there, because I do believe that when you volunteer your time and talents, it doesn't have to be money or resources, it'll come back to you in ways you don't even know. You never know who you might meet when you go out to volunteer, who might be able to help you and get on your team at some point in the future, you know?
Yeah, I think that that's a good point, that like we, in general, we are resourceful people, right? We are creative people. And so we find ways to get the shit done.
That's right.
No matter what it is, if we know that it's something that we need to get done, we will find a way. And so I think I like that idea of saying, okay, well, I know what I need on my team is a therapist. So then I can go online and I can check out the directories and find a therapist. And depending on where you live, your therapist, if you don't have insurance, there are therapists that offer low fee or sliding scale situations, so they can do it based on your income, what you can afford. Personal trainer. You can find a personal trainer on an app. Like I've said before, there is an app for everything.
There really is.
And so you can figure out how to, you can go online, go on YouTube and watch workouts on YouTube.
Yes.
And if you live in a climate where, if you live in a space where the climate is conducive to outside things, go outside and work out. There are ways, and so YouTube can be your team member, right? YouTube can be your personal trainer. If you're looking for a financial advisor, depending on your income level, I mean, I know that it's like tax season, and so there are tons of resources in different cities that offer free tax preparation, depending on your income level. And there are lots of apps and websites that offer budgeting tools. Let's say that you're looking to add a nutritionist to your team online. Again, quick Google search, and you can find different websites that provide you with lots of helpful information based on whatever it is that you're looking for in terms of your dietary restrictions or your dietary needs.
And one thing I also want to add is that I think that when you think about team, right, one thing that's important for me is the vibe. And there's this quote that says, your vibe attracts your tribe. And I really do believe that the energy you give out is the energy that you attract. And so I know it made me very nervous when I was in a place in my with my blog where I was ready to hire a team and like bring people on. And so I put out an application maybe a couple years ago when I was looking for a community manager and a content writer. And I was just like, this is my baby. My blog is my baby. I created this from scratch. I've never worked with anyone in this capacity where they're like creating content or they're like, you know, facing my community and things like that. So it was a very difficult decision. But I think when you think about your team, it's important to think about the vibe that you want to attract. Like, what kind of people do you want to be around? What do you want, right? So that you can go out there and actually get that. So for me, I'm very sensitive when it comes to like negativity. I don't do well with like drama or negativity. Mm-hmm. So if I see that someone has the type of energy, I know, okay, great. That might be a person that's good to not be on my team, or like someone that's good to stay right over there and someone that may not be a good fit for what I'm trying to do. And then at the same time, I like people that are visionaries and that love to dream big. So I have these crazy ideas that if they don't fit and you can't fathom them, then maybe you won't be a good person on the team because of this. So I think getting clear on what you want those team members to look like is really important before going out there and actually...
No, that's important. You raised some really good points there about knowing yourself so that you know who to bring around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I think about for myself, like I know that when it comes to working out, I need an accountability partner.
Mm-hmm.
Like I need to, if I'm not working with a personal trainer, then I need to have like a class that I'm going to, and that serves as my accountability partner. Because if I sign up for the class, then I feel, I'm one of those people that I feel obligated, like I have to go, like I feel so guilty if I sign up and then I don't go. And so that serves as my accountability partner. If I'm working with a trainer, I need that trainer to push me and to not let me quit, because I'll do the minimum if I can get away with it in, when I'm in the gym. And so I need that trainer to like be on me and say, no, Dominique, keep going, keep going. You can do another 10 reps. When I'm like, no, I can't, I'm about to die, I need them to say, girl, no, you ain't. You gonna live.
Yes.
And so it, you have to like know yourself and know your personality, what is most helpful for your personality in terms of making you successful.
And Dom, I haven't shared this with you, so this is like new, just like randomly and fresh, but you know, as a creative person who has been like putting out content, like creating this brand, I was, when we agreed to do the podcast and we met, like obviously the energy was good, but I was like, I was so nervous. I was like, how am I gonna, like as a creative person that just goes, like I create and I just put shit out and it's just like, I do my own thing. I don't have to ask anyone for permission or, you know, check in with anyone, which is a really cool thing for me because that was a way for me to like gain more independence and confidence on my own. When we came together for the podcast, I was like, okay, I know Dom is cool people and like we vibe together, but like, how am I going to be as a team member? Cause this is new for me. Like I was a little, I guess stressed maybe would be the word, but just like, oh my gosh, what is this going to look like? Right. And I mean, it's been awesome so far, right. But it's just like, I didn't know what to expect. And it was very, very nerve wracking to think, oh my gosh, I'm going to, not only do I have a baby, I'm sharing, like I'm co-creating a baby with someone else.
We're co-parents.
We are co-parents. Oh my God.
We're the best. But no, that's a good point that you bring up, that like the idea of when you're adding someone to your team, what does that really mean? Like, what is that really going to look like? Mm-hmm. What are your expectations? And one of the things that like I appreciate about what we did in terms of creating a good team and being good co-parents, we had conversations about what our individual expectations are. And we had discussion about our different personality style and ways of engaging. Like what, just having that dialogue about how we present or how we think we present when we're on a team, so that we could figure out how best to have this co-parenting relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's spot on. I think that's so true. And that makes me think about when you have a team, it's also important to think about how are you as a team member? Like, how are you functioning on that team? Are you super, like, are you being passive where everyone on your team is working harder than you for you? Or are you showing up fully so that your team can support you fully? And that reminds me of something that happened recently for me where one of my coaches, I was going through something personally and I was like, oh my gosh, this is really stressful. I really need my coach. Like, I would love to get her perspective on this and to get some, you know, some support and insight. And I just felt so blessed and lucky to be able to have someone that gives sound advice, not just like a random that's going to just, you know, tell me what I want to hear or just agree with me. But I really wanted someone to like check in on this topic. And so I emailed her. It was like after hours and it was after our scheduled session. And I just said, hey, this came up for me. I know we didn't discuss this, but like, would it be possible for us to hop on a call today? And she was like, let's do it. And I was like, thank you so much. And so I saw her today and she said that the reason that she showed up is because she's like, you're always open to doing the work. Like, you're always ready to do your shit, you know, focus on your shit, do your work, and you're serious about this. So of course I'm going to make myself available. And I was like, damn, that's really powerful. Because if you're slacking and you're like, oh, I ain't worried about this, you know, it's not a big deal for you. People are not going to be as enthusiastic and ready to show up for you.
No, they're not. Because if you don't want to show up for yourself, then you can't expect other people to show up for you. That's not how that works.
Say that one more time for the people in the back.
Oh, one more time. All right.
Okay.
If you aren't showing up for yourself, you cannot expect other people to show up for you and do the work for you. That's just not how life works. You know, I think about like what, in terms of my team, like I have so many people on my team, and some of them, I don't even know if they realize like how integral they are. I have a mentor who is also a friend, but initially she started out as one of my supervisors. And I go to her for a lot of work-related issues, and she's able to, like, one of the things that I appreciate about her is that she's very direct, and she will tell me what it is that I need to be doing, and she'll give me the steps, and then we'll have a conversation about, well, is this really feasible? And she's open to me saying, I don't know. And then we have a conversation about, well, why are you hesitant? I also recognize that she's a therapist. And so a lot of that processing that we do is because of the nature of the work that we do. But having that mentor, having someone who is ahead of me in the field, who is not willing, she is willing to not allow me to fail.
Mm-hmm. And make you stand on your tippy toes. Like, it's right. All about the people on your team they shouldn't want you to be complacent. They shouldn't want you to be stagnant. They should really be pushing you. And so I don't want anyone on my team that's going to be a yes person. I want you to be real with me. Keep it 100, keep it a buck. Like, let's tell me what it is so I can fix what I need to do. And even if I don't want to hear it, at least let me know. Right. And so it should be people that are trying to push us to move forward. I think that's crucial. You want to have people that have your best interest and that want you to evolve and grow and develop as an individual.
And we can't forget, we are Black women. So you already know that most of us have our girls.
Yes.
Shout out to the girls. Shout out to our girls. That is a built-in team.
Girl.
If you allow it to be.
If you allow it to be. I tell my best friend all the time. We've been friends for, at this point, I think it's like 15 years since we were in middle school. And I always tell her, girl, one, I appreciate you. You stuck with me for life because you know all my secrets. So you stuck with me. You ain't going nowhere.
Right.
not in like a weird stalkerish way, because I was like, that could be problematic. But no. But then also, I don't think I went to therapy for a long time because she was like my therapist. And it makes me think about a quote that I saw on social media that I want to share. But she's been that person for me for so long. And I was going through so much as a young person, and being able to go to her, and at least, even if she didn't know what to say or do, having her there to just listen was so helpful and has been so helpful over the course of my journey. And I saw a quote recently on social media that was so good. And it said, it was something along the lines of, this friend had reached out to another friend and said, hey, are you in a space where you can receive this type of energy? Because I'm going to share something with you about, you know, that I'm going through, but I want to know, like, do you have the capacity to handle this right now?
Wow.
And I thought, how considerate is that? Because you ever just have somebody call you up and they just verbally vomit and you're like, God damn, now I feel like I'm stressed out. And you're like, what the hell just hit me? You just call and just put all your shit right on my lap and now I can't move. And I'm like, so being able to do that for the people around you and like requiring folks to do that for you, yo, do you have the capacity to handle this? Because some people don't. Or can you just listen? Like, I don't want you to give me any advice, tell me it's going to be okay. Just listen. Just shut the fuck up and listen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I think there was a recent survey amongst college students in terms of their mental health. And one of the things that they pointed out is that one of the biggest factors in helping them to be in a space where they feel better in terms of seeking mental health is knowing that they had someone to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, when we think about like who we're putting on our team and whether or not we have the financial resources to pay for different people to be on our team, it doesn't require money unless your friends are making you buy them like brunch or whatever, you know, or buy them some new pair of shoes or whatever, you know, unless you got friends like that, it doesn't require money to reach out to your friends. Your friends are that natural built-in team that hopefully we have good friends on our team that we can trust and that we can count on.
And another thing that this makes me think about is how sometimes when we're evolving and we're on this journey and we're, you know, up-leveling, we have this team and we're part of this group, and we often hear comments like, oh, you should only be around people that are going to push you and da-da-da. And it's like, yes, that's great, right? But I feel like you should have multiple circles in life. So there should be some groups and teams that you're part of where you're the one that's getting the insight and you're the one that's depending on the people on the team. But you should also be part of circles where you're pulling people up and you're part of that team helping them elevate. So I know I have some people that our relationship is more so me giving more than them, just maybe based on, and that's not like financially, but just like listening emotionally, yeah. You know?
There's a skill set that you have that you are bringing to the table that they can benefit from.
Mm-hmm. And I might not get anything from them right now. And that's okay, because I have another circle and another team where I'm getting my cup filled so that I can then be overflowing for that other person that I might be sowing into or providing a listening ear or shoulder to lean on. So I feel like we all have these various circles that we're in. And I don't think we should ever get to a point where we're like, oh, I'm too good to be in a place where people are not doing X, Y, Z, or they're not like uplifting me. It's like, no, we should be uplifting other people and also elevating ourselves simultaneously. Right.
Exactly. And not forgetting that, you know, if you are moving in different spaces and different circles, that the people who were there for you from the beginning can still be there for you. And as long as the relationship is healthy, because I do want to acknowledge that sometimes we naturally will outgrow people.
Ooh.
If they are in an unhealthy space.
Ooh.
As long as they're in a healthy space, as long as the relationship is in a healthy space, don't forget your day ones.
Don't forget your day ones. That is some real shit right there, Dom. I would agree. And like you said, sometimes you do outgrow people in situations. And that's why, I mean, this is something I don't think I've shared, but one thing I've realized, and I want to say this in a way that's, you know, modesty and humility is very important to me. So I want to say this as objectively as possible, but let me know if you feel my vibe, Dom.
Mm-hmm.
So I have come from literally the bottom. I mean, like being homeless, living in shelters, living in hotels, like this experience. And over the course of my journey, because of so many great people in my circle, because let me tell you, I did not get to where I am today. I'm not at the pinnacle by any means, but I am a lot farther away from where I came from. But I got there by like great mentors and people that believed in me and me working really hard. And a team, right? There we go. My team. And I talk to my friends sometimes about, because they see, you know, how my brand or, you know, career wise, I'm growing and elevating. And I talk to them about that. Like, hey, girl, like, how can we continue to evolve together? Because I know that some things are changing on my end, but that shit don't define me. Like, I'm still me and who I am. But also, I check in with my friends because I want to make sure they're happy. And I don't ever want anyone to feel like they're like living in my shadow. So whether it's my siblings as well, because people will compare, and you know, whether it's adults in the family or adults around, like, oh, you should do this like your sister. And I try to discourage those kind of conversations, because that comparison game, I mean, that's
unhealthy.
Exactly. It's unhealthy. It's apples and oranges. But I think also checking in and having conversations with the people around you as you evolve or make changes is also helpful. So y'all can hopefully grow together and not grow apart.
Right. I think that that's important. And being able to, like, I think about, you know, shout out to my girlfriends that go way back, like my bestie from when I was 9. Aww. You know, I have friends from various times in my life. And when we link up, and I know that I am not the best at always keeping in touch with everyone, but when we link up, there's still a connection there. There's still good vibes there.
So dope.
And we are all still really supportive of one another.
Mm-hmm. That's so good.
And I think that that's important in terms of maintaining a team and recognizing that your team is not just the people in your immediate circle in terms of like your physical, mental, spiritual, or financial health, but they're also the people who unbeknownst to them at times, are providing levels of support. Just being that person that you can call after like 5 years and y'all can talk on the phone for like 2 hours or happen to be in the same town and catch up for a couple of hours, and it feels like no time has passed. And sometimes that's just good for your spirit.
I would agree wholeheartedly. I think those genuine connections with people who know you, especially the real you, not the you that you have to present to the world at times in different spaces, but the person, the people that really know you and your true essence, I think that's just, it's so fulfilling to be around them, to get those good vibes.
Exactly. And so I think as we, you know, as we try to identify who we need to have on our team, I think we want to think about what our goals are in terms of our mental health, our physical health, our spiritual health, our financial health, and then our social health, meaning what friends you want to have around you. And once you identify what those goals are in each of those 5 different areas, then you can start to identify who are the people that can help you in those different areas and can be on your team. Some of those people, again, doesn't cost a lot of money. Might not cost anything at all financially, just your time.
All right, lady, now go out there and get your team together. Go get your team.
Rah, rah, team.
Thanks for joining us today in Her Space. Please note that our show may contain conversations about self-help, advice, self-empowerment, and mental health, but it is by no means meant to be a substitute for an ongoing formal relationship with a trained mental health provider. If you or someone you know is in need of mental health care, please visit the Therapy for Black Girls directory, Psychology Today, or contact your insurance provider.
If you liked what you heard and want to keep the conversation going, connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Her Space Podcast, or check out our website at herspacepodcast.com. And before we meet again, repeat after me. I am not defined by where I come from or what happened to me. I get to create my own destiny.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week, ladies.